Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Paradigm Podcast. I am your host, France Taillard, the HD Parenting Coach and Certified Conscious Parenting Coach. My goal is to create ease in your family through human design and conscious parenting, to bring more connection, joy, self-expression, emotional intelligence, spirit, and energy into your life, to guide you to reconnect with your true self so you can bring more love and joy in your homes and confidently parent your child the unique way they crave to be parented. I'm here to have conversations to guide you and pave the way for a whole new parenting experience for yourself and your children. Join me and let's explore this path together. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Today we have Dana DeCroon with us. She is an intuitive artist. She is also a soul-led coach. She has two beautiful daughters and she works with inspired women to help them reconnect to their true self, their soul, so they can live a life with more ease, joy, and freedom. So I'm so excited to have this conversation with you, Dana. Welcome to the episode.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored and excited to just have a conversation with like-minded people.
Me too. So before I gave you the audience a little bit of an intro of who you are and what you do, but I'd love to hear more about your background story when it comes to anything around parenting, intuition, consciousness, anything like that.
I think parenting for me really has been kind of like my awakening. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like, well, as soon as I became a mother, I realized how out of alignment I truly was with myself. And I really had to start to step into like that self-care mode and really become who I was. Because the title that I had put myself into before becoming a mother was this party girl. And then as soon as I became pregnant, I really had to lose that identification of myself because obviously it's not healthy to drink alcohol while you're
it's kind of so, frowned upon, but you know.
right. So it was really like, I feel like becoming a mother, as soon as I became pregnant, it was like my awakening. And then I really kind of went through a lot of depression and postpartum depression with actually both of my daughters. And just working through that really allowed me to actually like, I feel like it's like the catalyst that brought me to, you know, as an intuitive, as an artist, and really helped propel me into the person I am today.
I love that. And I love that you started it off by saying that parenting was your awakening, because it is true for so many of us. Like it's a, you know, we all think, oh, I want to be a parent. I want to have kids. But a lot of it comes from societal expectations, right? And yeah. Nobody actually really prepares you for what it's like to be a parent in so many different aspects. But, you know, just as simple as like, it's a big lifestyle change. It's a big lifestyle change, right? And even so, like, yeah, it's the best opportunity to awaken, because our children, they know exactly, they're able to show us exactly where we're not conscious, where we need to elevate. So I love that you realize that for yourself. So tell me a little bit more about the postpartum depression that you experienced.
So as soon as I became pregnant with my oldest daughter, Haley, and losing that piece of identification of like this party girl and going out and having fun and not being able to tell people that I was expecting, because also society says it's appropriate not to tell people until after 12 weeks. And I just wanted to tell people so that they would, that peer pressure wasn't there. And it really, like, that's where it started. I didn't see it in the moment. I didn't see it till actually like I was pregnant with my second daughter, and then reflecting back that's when it really started, was during the pregnancy. But as soon as Haley was born, my oldest, I really felt disconnected. I felt like the whole like birthing experience for me was traumatic. Not feeling supported during that as well really didn't help my situation very much. And just the pressure to breastfeed for me, it was that disconnect as well. And I couldn't breastfeed, which brought on all of this shame and guilt, because at that time their slogan was that the breast was best, and I couldn't provide that for my child. And shame, I wouldn't even leave the house. That's how bad it was. If I had to feed her, I was just so ashamed taking out a bottle and giving her formula. And it was just like so many layers. That's one layer. And then just this disconnect to myself, not understanding like I'm supposed to be happy, like those shoulds that we put on ourselves, and feeling like I should be happy. I have this girl who's healthy, who is growing, who, she was such a good baby, and I truly believe that God gives us what we can handle in the moments. And I was given this beautiful baby girl, and she slept through the night really early, and it just was really, it took months. So Haley was born in February, and I didn't reach out to get help until almost June. Like the darkest time was like winter, just completely disconnected, crying all the time, really invasive thoughts, no one really understanding how to help me. And I wasn't ready to admit to anyone what was going on, because I felt so embarrassed and ashamed that I have the perfect life. I'm doing air quotes. I have the perfect life. Why am I not happy? And it was in those moments that really made me like, oh, I'm not taking care of myself. And I need to fill my cup up first in order to give to this beautiful human. And it took a lot of that like mom guilt. And it probably took me probably like 5 years to really accept like I am worthy of that time, and that it is important to put myself first so that I can help my family.
Yeah. So I love everything that you said. There's a few things I want to touch on. So you said it took you 5 years. So that means that was after you gave the birth to your second daughter as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a big piece. And I mean, we are worthy. So I was at a funeral earlier this week, and you know, it was extremely sad. However, the priest said some really interesting things. And he said something about how a candle can bring us light and hope. And he's something else he said, light, hope, and one more thing. But he said, the thing with a candle is that it burns out, right? And to me, yep. I took that being like, yeah, like that's what we do as moms, as parents. We bring light, hope, fun, joy, excitement to our children, but we have to replenish or else we're going to burn out, right? So it's, self-care is a piece that if we look at the big picture of it, we are in a different era than we were when we were growing up. When we were growing up, we were in the era of self-sacrifice. So what we saw from our parents, from our mom most specifically, was that she had to put herself last and she had to take care of everybody else before she took care of herself. So we naturally are going to model what we experience as in childhood, right? So we model that. However, we are in a different era now, right? We are in an era where it's all about self-love, self-acceptance, and elevation. So, you know, and kind of making people understand that self-love, self-acceptance, and putting yourself first is not selfish, right? So for me, I had a really established self-care routine before I had a daughter, And as soon as I wouldn't do it, I felt the effects of it, right? So I didn't have as much of that struggle, but I know so many moms have that struggle. So what did you do to, it was a process for you. You said it took you 5 years, but what did you do to finally get over that shame and guilt of taking care of yourself so that you could show up for your daughters?
Yeah, it really was like these baby steps. So, on a farm, and my husband is also a farmer. So, both of our moms were stay-at-home moms that worked on the farm that had all these other expectations put on them, which I'm a farmer's wife. So, I had those expectations on myself as well. And watching like my mom do all of those things, like just like you said, that self-sacrifice, like such a great way of saying it. She like gave everything to her work, to the farm, and then she would come in and do give everything to, I have three younger sisters, so to us four girls. And just watching that and feeling like, is this really what I signed up for? Like, is this what is expected of me? And I had to really get over that shoulding of like that layer. And really start to like push outside of that box of like self-sacrifice. One of the things that I really did was like, yes, I'm staying at home and I'm a stay-at-home mom at this time, but I'm going to put my daughter into daycare so that I have one day to myself. And doing that was like massive. I had a lot of pushback, which was fine because it was outside of what they're used to. And it was like, that was like the baby step. It was a big step, but it felt like a baby step looking back. And that's like really what started is like, okay, I'm gonna have this space for me. I can get all of my household chores done in the morning, and then I can take time for myself to go for a walk. To I slowly got back into my art, which was a really big deal for me because I really had cut that piece off of myself. And to like go out with like young kids and all of the things that a kid requires, like new clothes and all of that, to go out to buy like art supplies was a really hard thing for me. And then to carve out time to use those art supplies, it probably took me like 3 years to really start to own that piece of myself of like carving out time to create that space to do something that had always lit me up. Something that I've like cut off because society says, like, I remember in high school wanting to be an art teacher and really being guided away from that because, you know, the saying, like, a starving artist kind of thing, like, it wasn't a worthy career. So I really shut that piece off of myself, but it always brought me joy. So just finding these things that I used to do and slowly easing into bringing more of that into my life really helped to ease into that self-care in a more holistic way. So like obviously they tell us to like be out in nature and to go for walks and take these supplements, but it was like that creativity that I was really craving, and it took me a long time to step back into it.
Well, I'm glad that you did because the work you do is absolutely beautiful and
Oh, thank
very
you.
transformative for a lot of women today. So I'm glad that you were able to find your way back to that. And it's interesting what you said there about that starving artist and not wanting to and putting that aside because society, the messages that we hear. And it just made me think of the conversations that we've had over the last few weeks about, allowing our children to stay connected to who they are and really allowing them to listen to their own way of making decisions and really guiding them to stay, true to themselves so that hopefully they don't have to go through that period of like, oh, well, I'm not going to do this, even though like my soul loves it. Because society tells me not to, and then get lost, and then have to do all that work to come back to themselves, right?
Yeah, no, that's so true.
Yeah. So let's talk while we're on kind of that wavelength. Let's talk a little bit about intuition, and how does intuition play a role in your life, personally and as a parent.
Yeah, so intuition is like there for me, but it's something that I've kind of hidden from the outside world, mostly because I grew up Catholic, and to really like start to owning that side, like the church doesn't really teach like to go within. It's like you this year is when I really stepped into that role of intuition and really starting to connect with my own. And it's just been so magical. And I started to kind of start to share that with the girls more and more, because I really hid it from like everyone. I didn't share it with anyone until like this year. And the more I step into my intuitive side, and the more that I trust myself and what my higher self has to share, it's like my confidence has just soared. It's been the most magical experience ever. And then now I'm starting to like give little nuggets to my kids so that they can start to feel and trust. And like, especially after having those readings with you, it really allowed me to understand each of those girls more too, with their authority, because they're both manifesting generators. One's an emotional and one is a sacral. So just understanding that layer of them and how they work has been so powerful. And earlier this year, we were really playing around with like this feeling, and I gave each of the girls a different crystal. And because they were both feeling really overwhelmed, we were home at this time because of school was on like virtual. And I'm like, something is off energetically in her home. So I took a few crystals and I asked them to close their eyes, and I handed them, I think it was a clear quartz. And I believe it was my youngest who said, "Ooh, like angry." She said that crystal felt angry. And I had it in the middle of our living room, where we all are sitting, and I'm like, oh, that's really interesting. So playing around with these different crystals and getting their feedback, I completely decided to clear them out, and the energy completely shifted just by like getting them to start to play around with like what they felt and what they saw, and following that intuitive nudge that I had myself. And it was the weirdest thing. I'm like, oh, so like, yes, crystals are tools, and yes, they can help us tap into our powers, but they energy. And I had them all throughout the whole house. So I removed them for probably like 4 months just to see if there was a change. And there definitely was a change. So it was really, really a cool experiment to kind of play around with.
That is cool, and I love that. Let me ask you, so are you a splenic projector?
No, I am a mental projector.
A mental projector. Okay, that's interesting. So, but either way, like you were talking about your girls being manifesting generator, one emotional authority and the other one sacral authority. So what that really means is it's based on human design, and it's how we are here to make decisions, right? But whatever our authority is, which is how we're made meant to make decisions, we all have an intuitive side of us, right? It's held in our spleen. So that intuitive side of us really comes down to, way back when we didn't live in this society and we needed to run away from, danger. We had that little like spidey sense, right? It's like when you're in a black alley and you're like, something's off here, right? So we all have that intuition, but like you said, either religion or even society, today there's a big shift around it. It's being so many parents in so many different places are allowing it to be a thing, and or accepting it at least, and they're guiding their children through it and themselves through it. But when we were growing up, it was not so much of a thing, right? And it didn't really matter how you felt, or if there's like that, like, oh, this is off for me, I shouldn't be doing it. You just had to do it anyways because, that's the type of paradigm we're raised in. But intuition plays such an important role. And I feel like it's, what allowed you to shift from that depression to postpartum depression, and then to being able to not just do the self-care that society wanted you to do, but to do what was right for you, right?
Oh my God, yes. It's like looking back, like obviously in the moment of like experiencing that depression, experiencing that anxiety, it was the darkest of dark that I've ever experienced. But looking back, it was truly the gift. So it was like, okay, Dana, you need to do this. Like, come on, come on. It was like tapping me until it finally had to kick me in the butt to like get me to see the truth. And I needed to go through that so that that crumbling could reactivate and start to set me back on the path that I was meant to be on. And yeah, as awful as the experience was in the moment, it was my gift for sure.
Yeah, I agree. And those moments are challenging. I experienced postpartum depression as well, but I didn't realize it until like 2 years later, 2.5 years after birth. So it was quite a different experience. But it's a very common thing for moms to experience, sadly. But at the same time, like you said, it is one of our greatest gifts, right? Because we're able to, like, it's almost like a snake, right? We're able to shed those layers that are not truly us and come back home to who we are. So I love that. So today, you've come a long way, which is so beautiful to see. How do you connect with yourself daily?
How do I connect with myself daily? Well, I have a studio where I come and paint for like 5 minutes here and there. So that's really my form of meditation and how I really connect with my heart. And it's all very intuitively led. I just allow spirit, God, to guide me to colors, to guide me to movements, and I just allow it to literally flow through me. So that's really where I feel the most at home and the most connected to myself is either, or I also really love to just walk out in nature. I live out in the country, so we have the most beautiful countryside. There's an apple orchard across the road, and I'm just very fortunate to have such easy access to my paints and also this beautiful nature and forest that surrounds me here. So
Beautiful. And those are two super, super amazing ways to take care of yourself and to connect with yourself daily. So I love that. And then what about your children? Like, how do you connect with them every day? Do you guys have a little ritual, or is it more intuitively led, or what does it look like for you?
It's definitely probably more intuitively led. I kind of let them lead. So if they want to paint, we have a setup actually in our garage for them because then they can be messy and free because mess actually really stresses me out. So if you would have met me like 3 years ago, the idea of getting paint on my hands really stressed me out. So now I do a lot of finger painting, so I've come a long way of like getting over that hurdle. So they have a space outside so that they can just be free, and then my anxiety is more anchored because they're not making a mess in my house.
So do you also paint with them in the garage when they're out there painting, or?
Yeah, sometimes I just like ask them questions like, "Oh, I really like that color. Why did you choose that?" And just allow them to just be free. They actually were in an art show this past weekend, or maybe 2 weekends ago, and they did some beautiful pieces. Like the old me would have been very controlling, like, okay, you need to it to be something, you need to do this. Whereas now I just let them go free. And they were in this art show and they both won a prize. Like, so amazing because it was all of them. Like, they were fully expressed on their canvases, and they did it all by themselves.
Love that. And my heart just kind of opened up wide when you said that, because yeah, letting our kids self-express is such a powerful thing to do. And it can be, through art, but also like how they dress, right? Like we think, oh my God, like that outfit doesn't match, like you shouldn't wear that in public. But like, what's the harm? What's the harm in letting them fully self-express, right? This is who they are, and the more that they can show that to the world, the better it is for them and for everyone else in the world as well. So I love that you said that. And I do know that you guys spend a lot of time outside on the farm, and you guys do some cool activities as well this time of year outside.
Yes, haunted forest.
That's so cool. I wish we lived closer so we could go.
Yes, it's such a cool project. This is our second year doing it, and just it allows them to get creative too. And what I love about it is that we get to be outside, because that's something that I've really noticed this past year is that we've all been outside a lot more, and we're just so much more grounded, and we're more connected, and we all just feel so much better.
It makes a big difference, definitely. I love that. So tell us, everyone, I'll put the links in the show notes, but they can connect with you on Instagram or Facebook. And if you're feeling like you want that guidance from Dana, she offers really amazing intuitive painting. So just tell us a little bit about that.
So I have two offerings. So I do a watercolor painting. It's a 9 by 11, and this is like fully intuitive paint reading. So it's a 45-minute call. I do before I connect to your energy and just allow the messages to come through. So that's like a reading, kind of that's how that one works. And it's so powerful. What usually comes through is messages and the medicine that your soul is craving for you to start to step into, to explore, to do that inner work. And then my other offering is a large like painting. So the way that those work, they're very intuitive. They are really big. I think my biggest one is 3 foot by 4 foot, and I really just tap into your energy. If there is some colors that you desire to have, I can work with that. But the process is very intuitive, and messages do come through as in depth as the intuitive paint reading. So those are two offers that I have right now. I am working on some behind the scenes of like a free masterclass, which will be coming in November. And also an intuition class, which will be coming in November as well.
That is very exciting. So if you're interested, please reach out to Dana, and we actually might be doing something together very soon as well. So thank you so
Yes.
much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was such an honor.
Thank you so much for listening to the Conscious Parenting Paradigm Podcast. I am your host, France Taillard, Certified Conscious Parenting Coach. You can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Coach France T. You can find my link to my website in the show notes or on my social media profiles. I would love it if you would subscribe to and rate this podcast. I will be doing multiple Ask Me Parenting episodes, so if you have any questions for me, please leave it inside a review on your favorite platform. Your feedback and support is so appreciated. See you next time, where we will continue to explore conscious parenting together.